certainly is where it all started. I mean, I was a student at the University of Michigan when I came over to sing in a contest, the Musikwettbewerb in München. And I won this contest, much to my surprise and my delight, of course. And that is how my professional life began. Well, since I spend so much time in Germany every year, it's never coming back. It seems as though I've never left. I sing very often here, and it feels like home, and I feel very comfortable in the various towns, most of which I know very well, and I feel very comfortable in the language. And, it's a second home, really.
Something particular about German audiences and how they react?
Well, I think that there's something special always when one is able to go to a place where there is a very long tradition of the arts in general and music in particular. And of course, singing German Lieder in Germany is very special. And always to sing in the vernacular of the community for which I'm singing is always very interesting for me, because it gives me much more freedom. I feel very much that I can perhaps do a more subtle nuance, because I'm very sure that, first of all, the word is understood, that they're probably familiar with the song even. And so it is a wonderful, marvelous, marvelous thing, actually, because one can sort of play a little.
Spent a great deal of your career singing Lieder. It's
yes.
Had a very special place in your life.
Yes, absolutely. Because I get to tell little stories that last sometimes for a minute, sometimes for 8 or 9 minutes. But I can do a program of 20 tiny operas. And I like the variety. I like the challenge of having to be perhaps a bit shy Italian girl singing a song, or to be a defiant Italian girl singing a song, or to pretend to be a man singing some of the Schönberg Cabaret Bretterlieder. And it's fun. I love the challenge of it. It is very difficult work. I mean, there isn't a role that I sing, maybe other than Kundry or Die Trojaner, where I would sing as much in an evening as I sing in a recital. Because most opera roles are really quite short. I mean, it's amazing if you want to look at something that is very familiar, like Aida. Actually, Aida sings for about 34 minutes. And the rest of the time, somebody else is singing.
Aspect to the Lieder recital too, isn't there? Because this evening, for example, we had Beethoven and we had Wolf and we had Schoenberg, mm-hmm. and of course in the middle of it all there came Wagner. Mm-hmm. You don't have that same problem, or not necessarily problem, but challenge in an opera, do you? Because you're busy with one composer for the evening.
Well, yes, but if one notices the roles that I sing, I sing roles that will give me a challenge as far as the character and as far as the texts are concerned. I sing roles like Phaedra and Alceste and Ariadne and Kundry. These are rather complicated women. These are not the rather sort of defenseless women that seem to be more a part of the Italian literature. And it certainly has to do with the reason that I tend to sing more German and French opera than Italian opera, because it is very important to me what it is I'm saying. And it's very important to me that the character should have a very strong backbone. She might not be the most likable person in the world, but I'd like her to be very strong. I'd like her to have something other to say than mai più.
You, of course, speak perfect German and have worked very hard at getting these texts perfect. Mm-hmm. How do you approach these sometimes very difficult German texts?
Yes, sometimes the texts are very difficult, but I tend to start with the music, sort of playing it in my own way, which is anywhere near sort of performance level, but sort of playing the piano myself and looking at the text and seeing how these two things go together and working out the architecture of a song or an opera or a piece on my own first. I find that very important for me. And so I suppose I start to work on the two things at the same time. Yet at the same time, I want to have a beautiful line to sing, but I also want to have wonderful words. I just can't get away from that. I like to expand my sort of dramatic and comic possibilities in a recital. I like to do that because a lot of people that would sing the Gelertlieder would hardly sing the Bretterlieder at the end of the same program. But I like that kind of challenge. I really do. I love the hochromanticism of Wagner's Wesendonck-Lieder. I mean, I sing only the things that I really love. I sing a very wide repertoire, but I sing only the things that I really love.
In today's age, what's the most difficult thing about being an opera singer?
I think it's what a lot of people say. The difficult thing about being an opera singer is just traveling around and these dreadful airplanes and awful airports with no clean air anywhere, and the tendency that we can have sometimes to agree to do too many performances because the jet plane makes it easier. I wish it took me 14 days to get from New York to Europe. It would be so much better for me. But it would be wiser for us to just allow the technology to advance at its own pace and to understand that perhaps art takes a different rhythm.